Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Moshe Chaim Byron. Maseches Yevamos has been dedicated by Mutti and Hadassah Jacobowitz, Lezecher Nishmas Yaakov Zev ben Repesach Yosef.
Yevamos Daf Mem. The Gemara on the bottom of Lamed Tes Omed Beis quotes the Teras Koyanim, Matzois Teochil B'mokon Kodesh Mitzvah. This is referring to the mitzvah that the Kohanim are supposed to eat, the Shiraim of the Korban Mincha, and the Pasuk is telling us that it's a mitzvah shebetchilo hoisa alav b'chlal heter. Originally, before one was makdish this mincha, he was allowed to eat from this flour. Nesra, afterwards, when he was makdish, it became moser. V'chazer v'hutra, once again, it became mutter, yochol tachzer leheteru arishayin, tamaloymer matzis teyochol b'mokam kodosh mitzvah. One might think that it goes back to the same status that it had originally. That's what the Pasuk tells us, know that it's a mitzvah. Now, this memra of the Teres Kayanim precedes immediately before the member that the Gemara brought before about Yevama Yovio Leha Mitzvah. After this drasha of Matzis Teyochel, the Teres Kainim says, Ukiyotzeba, similar we find the same type of drasha about Yevama Yovio Leha Mitzvah. And therefore the Gemara understands by us that it has to be the same style drasha. And the Gemara's kasha is Bishlamo, if you hold that the Pshat in the brace of Yevama Yovio Leha is like Rava said, that it fits according to the Shita of the Rabbanon. Then the Gemara says that we can understand that the two drushas are similar. However, if we explain the drusha of Yevama Yovile according to Abba Shol, then the drusha was to tell us that originally he was mutter to this woman before she was married to the brother, and at that moment it was mutter bein l'shem noi, bein l'shem ishus. So yochol tachzer le'teira rishain, and even after the mitzvah of Yibum, it should be mutter bein l'shem noi, bein l'shem ishus. That's the pasuk tells us Yevama Yovile le'mitzvah dafka l'shem mitzvah. However, the Gemara asks, Legabe the Joshua of the Shiraim of the Korban Mincha, what two types of achilas could we possibly say that originally was mutter, and now after the Kain has to eat it, because of the mitzvah of Shiraim, it's only mutter in one specific oifin. That's the Gemara's kasha. Originally, the Gemara wanted to answer, it means achila gasa and regular achila. The maskana of the Gemara says it means that originally he could have eaten it as matzah or as cholot. Now, after the mitzvah of achila Shiraim, he can only eat it as matzah, not as cholot. Now Rashi over here asks Sakasha, Rashi in Dibra Maschel Hocho Mai Trey Gavna Ika. Rashi's bothered by, why can't we make the same drosha that we do Lagaba Yibum? Just like there we explain, Yochol Tachzer Le'Teiru HaRishon means that you would think that he could be Barle'a L'Shem Mitzvah Yibum or Shaloi L'Shem Mitzvah. That's what the Torah tells us, that he has to be Barle'a Dafka L'Shem Mitzvah. Let's say the same thing over here. Yochol Tachzer Le'Teiru HaRishon, and if he wants, he could eat it L'Shem Mitzvah, or if he wants, he could eat it Shaloi L'Shem Mitzvah. That's what the Torah tells us, Dafka, that he has to eat it, L'Shem Mitzvah. So Rashi says, no, here you cannot make that drasha. Bishlamo L'Gabe Yibum, if he's going to be Barle'a Shaloi L'Shem Mitzvah, then he's Pagea Be'erva. In other words, there it would make sense to say that the Torah is Makbid on the Kavano, because this same Maisa could possibly have a shame Maisa Isser, and therefore the Torah says that if he does it Shaloi L'Shem Mitzvah, we're going to consider it a Bias Erva. Masha'en came by a Korban Mincha, where this same Maisa Achila cannot possibly end up being a Maisa Aveiro, here it's not mistaber to say that the Torah is Makbid on the Kavona. Tosis in Dibur Maschel Mai Trey Gavn Iko, Tosis says something similar. He says, Delekala Meimai Rotu L'Shem Su'ud Oichla, Rotu L'Shem Mitzvah. Tosis is bothered by, maybe we should make a similar drasha, that the Torah is Makbid, that he eats a Dafka L'Shem Mitzvah, and not L'Shem Su'udah. Tosis says, we can't say that, Ein Tzarech She'iskavin L'Shem Mitzvah, El Shlo Yai Oichla Achila Gasa. Not eating it achila gasa, that we can understand the Torah is makbid on. But we don't find that the Torah should be makbid on the kavana. And the number of achrenim over here, the Keren Oira, the Aruch Laner, and others, they're bothered by, what does this mean? We do find elsewhere that the Torah is makbid on the kavana. There's a machlokes if b'derech klal mitzvah is trichas kavana, or mitzvah is ain trichas kavana. According to the Man Omar, mitzvah is trichas kavana, the Torah is makbid that every mitzvah you do, that it's not enough simply to do the action, but you have to do the maisa l'shem mitzvah. And therefore here as well, maybe the pasuk is telling us that mitchila you were allowed to eat this kemach, this flour, bein l'shem mitzvah, bein shalei l'shem mitzvah. Now that it's a mincha, and there's a mitzvah to eat the shirayim, the kohanim cannot stop simply eat it, they have to eat it l'shem mitzvah. Now there are a number of terutzim and nachrenim to this kasha. The Keren Ira says a yisoid, that which we hold mitzvah is trichas kavana, that's only by a davar shebechoiva. A mitzvah that one must do, there the Torah says that he has to do the Maisa Mitzvah with Kavana for the mitzvah. However, by a mitzvah which is not mandatory, for example, here the Keren Ira says we're talking about a Korban Nedava, an optional Korban, there in order to be Mekayim the mitzvahs of the Korban, one does not have to do them l'shem mitzvah. And therefore, the achilas shiraim as well, that which the kohanim eat, the leftovers of the mincha, that also the Torah would not be makbid that they eat it dafka with kavanah of l'shem mitzvah, since the whole mitzvah is an optional mitzvah. The Aruch Haner as well discusses this kasha, and originally he wants to say that even if mitzvah is tzrichas kavanah, here the kohanim, while they're eating this shiraim of the mincha, they would not have to actively think that they're eating it l'shem mitzvah, rather stoma would work as well. As long as they're eating it without any machshava, either way, a stam machshava, that also would be considered l'shem mitzvah, and he brings a riot to this. However, he says that still, if they would have a machshava hafucha, if they would specifically think otherwise, that they're not eating a l'shem mitzvah, rather l'shem suda, as having a good meal, not for the mitzvah of eating the karban mincha, that also would not be good if you hold mitzvah tzrichas kavanah. So he said the kasha remains. Maybe the pasuk is telling us that they have to eat it l'shem mitzvah or stoma, as opposed to eating it specifically for a different purpose. And therefore, Lemaisi gives a different teretz, and he says that al karcha, this is not what the pasuk is telling us, because if you hold that b'derech klal all over mitzvah tzrichas kavanah, then you would not need a pasuk over here to tell us specifically by this mitzvah that they have to eat it l'shem mitzvah or stoma, like we said, that's also considered l'shem mitzvah, as opposed to shalei l'shem mitzvah. We know already this is the klal by all mitzvahs, the Torah would not have to tell us this. And he says, and if you hold that b'derech klal, the rule is mitzvahs ain't tzrichas kavanah, according to that mandamer as well, the Gemara did not want to say that that's the pshat in the pasuk, that the Torah is telling us that here the shiraim of the mincha is different than all the other mitzvahs, and here mitzvahs tzrichas kavanah. It's not mistabra that this is what the Torah is coming to tell us, and therefore the Gemara was trying to find the two other types of achilas, which the pasuk is telling us that he has to bedafka eat it one way and not the other way. Now there's another mahalach from the Beis Halevi. He has an important yisoy which he discusses in a few places in Chelik Aleph, Simen Beis, and here in Chelik Gimel, Simen Nun Aleph, Ois Gimel, he discusses Er Sugyo, and he uses this also as a raya to his yisoy. And his yisoy is that the mitzvah of Achilas Kodshim is not the pshat that it's a mitzvah on the Gavra. It's not the pshat that the person has a chiv that he must do a Maisa Achila. As opposed to, for example, the mitzvah of Achilas Matzah on Leil Pesach, there's a mitzvah which is incumbent on each and every person. He has to eat a Kezayis Matzah on Leil HaSeder. Here, however, the Beis Levi says, the mitzvah is not on the person, rather it's a mitzvah to make sure that this carbon gets eaten. It's not a mitzvah on the Gavra that you should do an Achila, rather it's a mitzvah on the Cheftza that the carbon should be Ne'echal, the carbon should be consumed. One afkamina of the Beis Levi says is that B'derech Chal, when there's a mitzvah Achila, there's a minimum shear of a kezayis. If you eat less than a kezayis, that's not called a maisa achila. However, legabe karbonis, we find gemaras that say that sometimes when they divided the carbon, each kayin got a very small shear, less than a kezayis. The lashon of the gemara is higiani kepul, that sometimes the kohanim only got a chelik, the size of a bean. And the Beis Levi asks, if you eat less than a kezayis, how are we mekayim the mitzvah of eating the carbon? L'chayr achila has to be a kezayis. And with this Yosaidi answers that here it's not a mitzvah achila on the person, rather the mitzvah is to make sure that the carbon gets entirely consumed, so no matter how many kohanim participate in this mitzvah, and even if each one ate less than a kezayis, as long as between all of them, the lemaisa and the end, the carbon was consumed, then the mitzvah has been accomplished. And with this, the Beis Levi answers the kash that we asked in our sugyo, why can't the Gemara say the two types of possible achilas, which the Torah is coming to tell us that he has to dafka eat it one way and not the other way, means that now that we're trying to accomplish the mitzvah of achila shiraim, he has to dafka eat it with kavanah l'shem mitzvah, and not kavanah stam to eat it as a suda. And that the Beis Levi says, and here, l'kuli alma, mitzvah is ain't tzrichas kavanah. Here, surely you became the mitzvah even if you don't have kavanah, because here the mitzvah is not the maisa achila, the mitzvah is to make sure that the carbon gets consumed. And since it's not dependent on the maisa achila, and here surely you do not have to have kavanah while you're eating it, that it should be l'shem mitzvah. So Kapanam, we said three mahalchim and achreinim to answer this kasha. The Keren Oyer says, and here it's not possible mitzvah tzrichas kavanah, because it's a mitzvah which is a reshus, not a mitzvah which is a chayva. The Aruch Haner says, and if mitzvah tzrichas kavanah, you wouldn't need a specific pasuk over here. And if ain't mitzvah tzrichas kavanah, it's not mistabra that the Torah is being mechadish to us, that this mitzvah is different than other mitzvahs. And the Beis Levi says that even if mitzvah is tzrichas kavanah, here, this type of mitzvah, which is not a mitzvah on the maisa achila, it's a mitzvah that the carbon should be nechal, here for sure we would not say mitzvah is tzrichas kavanah. Now Rabbi Chonon, in the Kavitz Aris, he asks a similar kasha to these achreinim, but he asks it a bit different. He says, Rashi explained the difference between the shiraim of a mincha and the mitzvah of Yibum is because Yibum, this same Maisa, could possibly be a Maisa Avera. And therefore there the Torah would be telling us that he has to dafka do the Yibum L'Shem Mitzvah. If he's not doing the L'Shem Mitzvah, then we'll consider it Pagea Be'erva and not a Kiyum of Mitzvah Yibum. In other words, the Kavana determines whether it's a Mitzvah or it's an Avera. Mash'enkin by Achila Shiraim, there Rashi says, what kind of Avera could it possibly be? So there it's not Mistarva that the Torah is telling us that the Kavana, that determines whether this is a Mitzvah or not. However, Rabbi Chanan asks, L'chayr, we could say the same thing by a Mincha, because the din is that once a person is Mekadosh this Mincha, it now becomes Osir Ba'achila, no one's allowed to eat it, not a Yisrael and not a Kayin. After he was Makriv already the Kaimis of the Mincha, there the Torah says, this Mincha, the Shiraim, now becomes Mutter Ba'achila. And Rabbi Chanan says, maybe the Torah is telling us that it's only Mutter Ba'achila if he eats it L'Shem Mitzvah. If he does not eat it L'Shem Mitzvah, then the Isser that it had from the moment it became Hegdish, that Isser remains. Just like that Isser remains L'Gabe Azar, Azar is not allowed to eat from it, maybe a Kain also is not allowed to eat from it unless he's Mechavan L'Shem Mitzvah. So that would be the Drosha, Matzah is Te'ochel B'mokim Kodosh, that Mitchila, it was Mutter to eat it Bein L'Shem Mitzvah, Bein L'Shelei L'Shem Mitzvah. Afterwards it became Osser, it had an Isser of Hegdish. Now that the Torah was Materit, the Torah was only Materit if he eats it with Kavan L'Shem Mitzvah. Otherwise, the Isser Hegdish remains. And Rabbi Chanan explains the difference between Yibum and Achilas Shiraim, and this is really an important Yisoy to understand the Shita of Abba Shaul. Rabbi Chanan says the Pshat in Abba Shaul is that the Kavanah really is necessary in order to create the Kinyan, and not that the Kavanah determines whether it's a Mitzvah or not. And he explains, because here, L'Kuli Alma, Mitzvahs Ein Tzrichas Kavanah, he would be able to be Mekayim the Mitzvah even without having Kavanah. He quotes a Rambam that a mitzvah which has hanah to it, there the kuli yama, you do not have to have kavana to be yotze the mitzvah. But al-Kaponim, he says here the question is not about the kavana l'shem mitzvah, rather it's a question that you need kavana in order to accomplish the kinyan. But if there's no kinyan, the kinyan doesn't work, then l'maisa as a result, there's also no mitzvah. Meaning to say that the mitzvah of Yibam really is dependent on the kinyan. If he's boil her with kavana to do Yibam, meaning kavana to be kinder her, then the Kenyan works, she becomes his wife, and with that he's Yotze the mitzvah of Yibum. If he had no Kavanah, then the Kenyan is not Chal. And Ramela, if the Kenyan is not Chal, so this Bia, which did not accomplish Yibum, is not a Maisa mitzvah. And since he's Boyal, his Eishes Ach, without being Mekayim the mitzvah, Abba Shaul says, that's Ke'ilu Pagea Be'erva. So that's the Joshua by Yibum. Originally, he was Mutter to be Boyal this woman, L'Shem Mitzvah or Shalei L'Shem Mitzvah. After she falls to Yibum, here the Torah says that she has to be Boyal Dafka L'Shem Mitzvah, meaning to say, because here, if he's not Boyal L'Shem Mitzvah, the Kinyan won't be Chal, and then it will turn out that he's not being Mekayim a Mitzvah. If he's not being Mekayim a Mitzvah, Ke'ilu Pagea Be'erva. So it's not Chazor L'Teira HaRishayin, because without Kavanah L'Shem Mitzvah's Yibum, he's going to be Ke'ilu Pagea Be'erva. Mash'enkin L'Gabri D'Achilas HaMincha, Rabbi Chanan says, there is no question of a Kinyan. The question just is whether he's Mekayim the Mitzvah or not. And since over here he does not need Kavana to be Mekayim the Mitzvah, so here it would not make sense to say that the Drosha is telling us that the Torah was only Matir to eat from this Kodshim if he eats L'Shem Mitzvah. Since he's Yotze the Mitzvah either way, he doesn't need Kavana for the Mitzvah. Why should the Heter of eating this Kodshim be dependent on having Kavana? Therefore here we don't want to say that the Drosha is telling us that only if he eats L'Shem Mitzvah there the Torah was Matir the Achila. As opposed to the case of Yibam, like we said, there it makes sense to say why the Torah was makbid only if he does the Bi'al Shem Mitzvah, because there if he doesn't do the Shem Mitzvah, the Kinyan won't work, and once the Kinyan doesn't work, then the Mele is no Mitzvah, and if he's Bi'al the Yavama in a way that there's no Kinyan Mitzvah, then he's over the Isser of Eishes Ach. This is Rabbi Chanan's Mahalach, and he says over there another Mahalach, one can take a look over there in the Kaibitz Aris, Simin Lamed Ches, Sifkot and Yud Aleph, he says an additional Mahalach to answer this Kasha. Okay, now further down the Amud in the Mishnah, we have Machlokes the Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda. When one does the mitzvah of Yibum, according to the Tanakama, the Yavam is Zoicha in all the Nechosim of the dead brother, even if the father is still alive. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda holds that if the father of the two brothers are still alive, he's the first to get the Yerusha, the Yavam does not get it. The Gemara explains, what's the Joshua of Rabbi Yehuda? Since the Pasuk says, V'hoya b'chor asher teled, b'chor over here in this Pasuk is referring to the oldest brother, the one who does Yibum. And you read the darshans from the fact that the Torah calls him a Bechor, Ma Bechor Ein Loi B'chai Ya'av, Af Hainami Ein Loi B'chai Ya'av, he doesn't get the Yerusha if the father is still alive. Then the Gemara continues, Ima b'chor noitel pishnayim la'achar misa sa'av, afaynami noitel pishnayim la'achar misa sa'av. Now the Gemara says, Midi yokam al-shem oviv ksiv, yokam al-shem ochiv ksiv. Now we'll see there's a major machlokes rishonim how to understand this last Gemara. Rashi explains, Diba maschal afaynami, he says, Ime sa'av, la'achar yibumay shalzeh, moide Rabbi Yehuda de noitel zeh chelkoi v'chilik ochiv. Pashas Rashi means to say, the half meaning of the Gemara is, after Misa Sa'av, the Yavam should get both his chelik and the chelik of his brother who died, and that the Pasuk says, Yokam al-Shem Achiv v'lo al-Shem Aviv, and in this case he does not get the chelik of the brother, he only gets his own chelik. However, the Rishonim ask that this seems to be a stira to the Gemara earlier on Daf Chav Dalet Amud Beis. The Gemara at the top of the Amud over there says, Ma b'char einei noitel b'roi kibim mochzik, af hainami einei noitel b'roi kibim mochzik. And even though the Yavam gets the chelik of the dead brother, however, he has the din of a Bechar. And therefore, like Rashi explains, the din is that a Bechar gets Pishnaim in the Yerusha of the father, but only in the Yerusha that was there at the time the father died. Something which is Roy, meaning he doesn't have it at the moment, but it's going to come later. For example, if the father was owed money, that's called Roy and not Mochzik. On that, the Bechar does not get Pishnaim. And Rashi explains over there, the Gemara means to say, here as well, the din is that the Yavam takes over the chelik of his brother, and when the father dies afterwards, the Yavam gets two chalakim, his chelik and the chelik of his dead brother, but however, that's not beroi, only bemuchzik. Just like a Bechar who only gets pishnayim bemuchzik and not beroi. Now the Rishonim over there ask that according to the way Rashi learns the sugi over there, it seems to be a stira to Ersiko here in Daf Mem, because over there it's mashma, when the father dies, the Yavam does get two chalakim, his chelik and the chelik of his brother, and here in Daf Mem it says that there's a havamina that the Yavam should get pishnayim achar misa sa'av, and that the Gemara says that the pasuk is mashmar not like that, because it says yakam al-shem achiv v'lo al-shem aviv. And therefore the Rishonim over there in Daf Chavdawa, they learn a different pshat in the sugya, and Hagoyis Hagro over there, he's mitzayin that the Rach argues on Rashi, and the Ramban, the Rashba, the Ritva, they all say a different pshat in the Gemara over there, Daf Chavdawa. That when the Gemara says that Yavam does not take Beroi, only Kibim Muchzik, it means to say that actually when the father dies, he does not get two chalakim, because that's called Roi. He's coming to collect the chalik of Yerusha that his brother is supposed to get, but since the brother died before the father died, the brother never got a schos in that Yerusha of the father, therefore the Yavam does not collect the chalik of the dead brother. Only b'muchzik, muchzik, the Rishonim explained, that means that if the father died before the brother died, so even if they did not yet divide the Yerusha, but he's already considered a muchzik in the chilek that he's supposed to get, so afterwards when he dies, and then the other brother does the yibum, so then he'll get the chilek of his dead brother, because the brother is already considered a muchzik in that Yerusha of the father. But if the brother died before the father, so then he's only called roi, he's not called muchzik, there the Yavam does not get the chilek of the dead brother. And the Rishayim stressed, regardless of whether the yibum was done before the father died or after the father died. Either way, since the brother died before the father, he's not a muchzik in those nechasim, so then the brother, the Yavam, will not get his chelik in the father's Yerusha. So HaKopanim, we have Machlokes Rishonim over there on Daf Chav Dalet. Rav Rishonim hold that the Yavam does not get the chelik of the dead brother in the father's Yerusha if the father died after the brother died. Rashi holds not like that. Rashi holds that the Yavam does get the chelik of his brother in the father's Yerusha, as long as it's muchzik and not roi. And the Rishonim are bothered by how does the sugya on Daf Chav Dalet fit l'fi shitas Rashi with the sugya over here on Daf Mem. Now there are a few mahalchim to answer the two sugyas b'das Rashi. The Ritva mentions a possible teretz. He says that Ersik is really going b'das Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda, who holds in the Mishnah that if the father is alive when the brother dies, then the father inherits the Yerusha of the brother, not the Yavam. And the Gemara just had a shaila, what happens afterwards when the father dies? There the Gemara says, B'das Rabbi Yehuda, that even when the father dies afterwards, the Yavam does not get the chilik of his brother in the father's Yerusha, because the Pasuk says, Yakam al-Shem Achiv and not al-Shem Aviv. That's maybe only B'das Rabbi Yehuda. The Gemara in Daf Chav Dalet, the way Rashi learned over there, the Gemara says that the Yavam does get the chilik of the dead brother in the father's Yerusha. That's going B'das Rabbanon. And the Ritva says that it's really meduik like this in Rashi over here as well. Rashi Dibur Maschal Af Hainami. This is the Havmin of the Gemara. The Gemara says maybe you should say that the Yavam gets two chalakim in the Yerusha la'achar Misa Sa'av. And the Loshon of Rashi is Af Hainami la'achar Misa Sa'av, Imei Sa'av la'achar Yibumei Shalzeh, If the father dies after the Yibum, Moed Rabbi Yehuda, the Neitel Zechelkoi V'chelik Achiv, there's a half minute to say there, Rabbi Yehuda will be Moed, that the Yavam gets two Chalakim. And the Ritva says, the Mashmois of Rashi is that the Rabbanon definitely hold like that, that after the father dies, the Yavam gets two Chalakim. And the Gemara's whole Shaila was, maybe Rabbi Yehuda would be Maskim to that. And that the Gemara says, no, Rabbi Yehuda holds, even in that case, the Yavam does not get two Chalakim. That's Mashmois, that in the Rabbanon, surely the din is true, that the Yavam does get two Chalakim when the father dies. He gets his own chelik and the chelik of the other brother. So that would answer the stira of Nesugya, is that the Gemara Daf Chav Dalet is going Bidas Rabbanon. However, the Ritva and the other Rishayim, they ask, why should this be a difference between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanon? The Machoikas of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanon in the Mishnah is, if the father is alive when the brother dies, if the father gets the Yerusha, or the Yavam gets the Yerusha, why should we create a second Machoikas of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanon about this case when the father died after the brother, if the Yavam gets two Chalakim in the father's Yerusha? If according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Gemara says that we see from the Pasuk that the Mashmais is Yakam Hashem Achiv V'lo Yashem Aviv, and therefore he does not get two Chalakim in the Yerusha, why should we assume that the Rabbanon argue on that? Where did Rashi see that according to the Rabbanon, the din is definitely true that the Yavam gets two Chalakim, and the Shaila was only B'das Rabbi Yehuda? Maybe the Rabbanon agreed to Rabbi Yehuda in this point. And in Achronim, Shmuel Rozovsky and others, they say a Mahalach to answer Rashi based on this approach of the Ritva, that Rashi holds that there's a difference between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanon Lagabi this din. And they explain that according to Rabbanon, that even if the father is alive, the Yavam gets the Yerusha of the brother. The Pasuk of Yakam Hashem Achiv says that the Yavam takes the place of his brother, and we don't follow the regular guidelines of Yerusha. The regular Dina Yerusha would say that the father should get it, but here, since he did Yibum, he takes over for the brother, and that includes different dinim. One of the dinim is that he gets the nechasim of the brother, so then it would follow from that as well, that when the father dies afterwards, he gets his own chelik and the chelik of the brother. Since he took over for the brother, he has the rights of the brother in the father's Yerusha as well, and even though the Pasuk says, Yakam al-Shem Achiv, and the Gemara says, al-Shem Achiv, v'loy al-Shem Aviv, that's only B'das Rabbi Yehuda. According to the Rabbanon, just like he takes the Yerusha of the brother, he takes over for the brother, so too, if we give him two chalakim in the father's Yerusha, that would not be called Yokam Hashem Aviv. It's not the pshat that we're giving him extra because he's taking over for the father. We're giving him extra because he's taking his brother's chalik in the Yerusha. Yokam Hashem Aviv would include both dinim. Firstly, that if the brother dies while the father's alive, the Yavam gets everything and not the father. And secondly, when the father dies later, he also gets the brother's chalik in the father's Yerusha. Only B'das Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that when the father is alive, the father gets the nechasim. Meaning we don't say that the Yavam takes over all the dinim in the brother. He does not get the nechasim if the father is still alive. We follow the regular dinei Yerusha. So then if we're going to come and be mechadish, then afterwards when the father dies, now he should get his brother's chelik, that already would be a stira to that which the Pasuk says, Yakam al-Shem Achiv, and Rebuta says, al-Shem Achiv, v'loy al-Shem Aviv. Because when the first brother died, and at that time the father was still alive, we did not give the Yavam the Yerusha of the brother, we gave it to the father, so we did not say Yakam Hashem Achiv at that time. So later when the father dies, if we want to give him a second chelik in the Yerusha, that's going to be looked at as Yakam Hashem Aviv. We're going to look at it as if he's trying to take over more from the father. As opposed to the Shita of the Rabbanon, like we explained, there he's getting more because Yakam Hashem Achiv, he already took over from the brother. Then when he comes to take a second chelik in the father's Yerusha, it's not because Yakam Hashem Aviv, he's not trying to take over for the father. Rather, he wants to take two chalakim because he took over for the brother already. That's Yakam Hashem Achiv and not Shem Aviv. So in other words, there's really one Yesoid HaMachlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanon, and it includes both of these nafkaminas. Firstly, if the Yavam gets the Yerusha of his brother when the father is still alive, and secondly, if the Yavam gets two chalakim when the father dies. It's one machlokes, and that's how Rashi understood the Gemara, that it's Pashut B'das Rabbanon, that when the father dies afterwards, the Yavam gets both chalakim. The Shaila in the Gemara was Dafka B'das Rabbi Yehuda. The Gemara had it sad to say, here Rabbi Yehuda maybe would be maskim, that the Yavam could get two chalakim when the father dies afterwards. And that the Gemara says, no, here Rabbi Yehuda also holds that he does not get two chalakim. But B'das Rabbanon, that we knew all along, that the Yavam does get two chalakim in the father's Yerusha. And the Sugyan Daf Chav Dalet fits with the Shita of Rabbanon, now with the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. That is one mahalach to answer Rashi, how to make the two sugyas coincide. Now there's a second mahalach, which the Mashal over here quotes, B'Shem the Mordechai in Baba Basra. And based on that mahalach, the Mashal adds the words in the brackets in Rashi, Dibur Maschal al Shem Achiv. And that is, he understands, when the Gemara has a half minute to say, B'das Rabbi Yehuda, Ma b'char noitol pishnayim la'achar misa sa'av, afay nami noitol pishnayim la'achar misa sa'av, it does not mean that which we assumed until now, that the question is whether we should get two chalakim in the nechosim of the father when the father dies. Rather, what it means to say is, the Gemara just said, that when the brother dies, the Yavam does not get the Yerusha according to Rabbi Yehuda, rather the father gets it. Now the Gemara wants to know, what happens if these nechosim are still around after the father dies? These nechosim that the father got from the brother, and like Rabbi Yehuda explained, the reason why the Yavam did not get it is because the Yavam is called a Bechar, and a Bechar does not get Bechai Yav. Now the Gemara has the tact to say that when the father dies, now it's not Bechai Yav, now we should give all of these nechosim to the Yavam. Instead of dividing these nechosim with all the sons of the father, we should give it all to the Yavam, since these nechosim originally belonged to the mace, the one who the Yavam did Yibam on his wife. And really, we would have given those nechosim to the Yavam, if not for the pasuk that told us that he does not get Bechai Yav. Now that it's no longer Bechai Yav, maybe he should get all of these nechosim. And that Rabbi Yehuda says, no, Yalkam Hashem Ochiv, V'lo Hashem Oviv, and like Rashi explains, the way the Marshal's Girsa is, that once the father already got these nechosim, so these are no longer called Nichsei Ochiv, they're called Nichsei Oviv, and on that the pasuk never says that the Yavam inherits them. All of the brothers will inherit them equally. So the Gemara was never really talking about whether the Yavam gets the chelik of his brother in the father's own nechosim. The shayla of the Gemara just was that maybe the Yavam should get all the nechosim that originally belonged to the brother. What about the nechosim of the father? That ain't a chenami. The Gemara in Daf Chav Dalet says, the way Ray Rashi learns over there, that the Yavam does not only get his own chelik, he gets also the chelik of the dead brother. The Alakuliyama, both according to Rabbanan and according to Behuda, since the pasuk says Yakam Hashem Achiv, that includes that when the father dies later, the Bechar gets two chalakim, his own chelik and the chelik of the brother. That was not the shayla in the sugya. And Erech Hanami the Marshal adds that the same way the Yavam gets two chalakim in all the nechosim of the father, Erech Hanami will also get two chalakim in these nechosim as well. These nechosim that originally belonged to the dead brother. He'll get an extra chelik, but he won't get all of it. The Gemara had time to say he should get everything. That the Gemara says that he does not get everything. But Erech Hanami, he gets an extra chelik. Just like he gets an extra chelik in all the nechosim of the father, he gets his own chelik and the chelik of the dead brother. So that's the second mahalach to answer the stiras asugyos b'das Rashi. Now the truth is, Rashi, if you take a look in Dibur Maskel Af Hainami, Rashi's not so mashm like this. Rashi says that the havmin of the Gemara is, in Mesa Av la'achar yibuma yishal zeh, moedir b'hudo denoitol zeh chelkoi v'chelik achiv. Rashi sounds like he's saying, the havmin is that the Yavam should get two chelakim, as opposed to the pshat of the Marshal, that he should not only get two chalakim, he should get everything. That Rashi would be mashma more like the Ritva. And the way the Rishonim understood Rashi, that the nidin was he should get an extra chalik, his own chalik, and the chalik of the dead brother, not like the Marshal's pshat, that the question was specifically legabi these nechosim that originated by the brother, that the Yavam la'achar misa sa'av should get all of those nechosim. Rashi, however, in the next Dibra Maskel, al shem ochiv, that Rashi maybe would be mashma more like the Marshal. Rashi says, "V'kivan de'beshoa shekom al shem ochiv loyshokal su loyshokil." Since he did not get these nechosim at the time that the brother died, so he does not get them later either. That would be mashma more that we're talking about the nechosim that the father got from the brother, and now after the father dies, the Yavam wants to get those nechosim. The rest of that Rashi in the brackets, that's obviously going with the way the Marshal understood Rashi b'das l'Mordechai. Now there's one more mahalach to understand b'das Rashi, and that is the sheet of the Meiri. On Daf Mem over here, he brings two mahalchim to understand the Gemara. Firstly, he says that if you hold like the Rishonim, who learn Daf Chav Dalet, that when the Gemara says over there that just like a Bechar does not get Beroi ki b'muchzik, also a Yavam does not get Beroi ki b'muchzik, that it means to say that if the father died after the brother died, there the Yavam does not get two chalakim, that's called Roi and not muchzik. So then the Meiri says, the Pshat in the Gemara over here in Daf Mem is Kipshutai, that the Havmina was to say that the Yavam should get two chalakim when the father dies, and that the Gemara says we learn from the Pasuk, Yokam Hashem Achiv, V'loy Hashem Aviv, that he does not get two chalakim. However, the Meiri says, if you learn like the Rishonim on Daf Chav Dalet, that which the Gemara says you do not get Beroi ki b'muchzik, it does not mean that the Yavam does not get two chalakim b'chlal when the father dies. He does get two chalakim, he gets his own chalik and the chalik of the mace. The Gemara just means to say that if there's nechosim that are only Roi, the father does not have them yet at the time of Misa. On that, the Yavam does not get two chalakim, just like a Bechar does not get Beroi. Then he says, the Meiri, that the Gemara over here in Daf Mem will have to explain differently. And the Gemara means like this. Ima Bechar Noitel Pishnayim, the Gemara says that since this Yavam, we're calling him a Bechar, And the din is that a bechor gets pishnayim, so there's a half minute to say that when the father dies, this yavam should get an extra chilek just by the fact that he's called a bechor. And then it would come out, and Miri says that he should get three chalakim. In other words, surely he gets his own chilek, and he also gets the chilek of the dead brother. Since he did yibum, the pasuk says, Yakum al-Shem Achiv, he gets the chilek of the dead brother as well. The Gemara had a tzad to say, maybe he should get a third chilek. Even if he's not actually a bechor, we should consider him a bechor. And when the father dies, he should get an extra chilek because he's like the bechor. So he'll get his own chilek and the chilek bechore as well. And he'll also get a third chilek, the chilek of the brother that he did yibim for. On that, the Gemara says, no, Yochum al-Shem Ochiv, v'lo al-Shem Oviv, that we do not consider him a bechor to give him an extra chilek in the father's nechosin. But surely the Gemara does hold that he will get a second chilek, the chilek of the mace that he does get. So the two sugyas are not contradictory. The Gemara in Daf Chav Daled is talking about whether the Yavam gets the chilek of the brother in the father's nechosim. Our Gemara was talking about whether he should get the chilek ha-bechor, even if he's not actually a bechor, he should get an extra chilek as a bechor. And that the Gemara says, we see from the pasuk, not like that, he does not get the chilek ha-bechor. However, the Meiri does add that if Lamaisa, the brother who died, was an actual bechor, so then the Yavam will get his own chilek, and he'll get two more chalakim as well. Since he gets the chilek of the brother, and the brother was a bechor, so he'll get a total of three chalakim, since he's supposed to take over the chilek of the brother. This is the mahalach of the Meiri. He does not say mefurish that he's saying it b'das Rashi. He just says that according to the Rishonim on Daf Chav Daled, who hold that the Yavam does get two chalakim, this is how we'll have to learn the Gemara in Daf Mem. But lemaisa, it would seem to be very shver to say this b'das Rashi. The lashon of Rashi is not mashma like this at all. Rashi and Dibur Maschal Afaynami is mefurish that we're not talking about the chilek habachayra, we're just talking about the Yavam getting an extra chilek, the chilek of the dead brother. So just to summarize, we said three mahalchim over here, three possible mahalchim b'das Rashi. The first was the Ritva, that the Gemara over here is going b'das Rabbi Yehuda, and the Gemara in Daf Chav Daled is going b'das Rabbanon. And we explained why should it be that the Rabbanon in the Mishnah would also argue on this din of Rabbi Yehuda, and the Rabbanon would hold that the Yavam does get the chilek of the brother in the father's Yerusha. The second mahalach was that of the Mordechai in Baba Basra, which is in the Mashal over here, that the discussion in Er Sugya is not as far as the din of the father's Nechashim, whether the Yavam gets a second chilek, rather it's as far as the Nechashim that the father yarshins from the brother. And the Gemara had it sad to say that after the father dies, then all of those Nechashim should go over to the Yavam. As opposed to the Gemara in Daf Chav Daled, which was talking about the father's own Nechashim, there the Gemara says that the Yavam does get a second chilek in the Yerusha of the father. And the third mahalach, that of the Meiri, which we said lechur does not fit into Rashi, but the Meiri says a mahalach that Er Sugya is talking about a third chilek. It's poshut that the Yavam gets his own chilek and the chilek of the dead brother. And the shaila was, since the Torah called him a bechor, maybe he should get a third chilek, the chilek a bechora, even though he's not actually a bechor in the father's nechashim. That the Gemara Lamaskana says he does not get, but this is not a steer to the second Daf Chav Daled, because Einichanami he does get the chilek of the dead brother in the father's Yerusha. Now we'll begin the next Mishnah. The next Mishnah discusses the din of Kroivos Chalutzasai, that when one does Chalitza, he becomes Osir to the Kroivim of the Chalutza, and the Chalutza as well becomes Osir to the Kroivim of the Chalitz. Now as an introduction to this Sugya, we should mention the Gemara earlier on Daf Yud Zayin and Yud Ches, the Sugyas of Yesh Zika or Ein Zika, the Gemara over there says that one is definitely Osir to the Kroivim of his Zekuka. When a woman falls to Yibum, so even before the Yibum or Chalitza, she's a Zekuka to him, so the Yavam is Osir to marry the Kroivim of the Zekuka. That then is definitely true, and the question is why. There's a Machlokes Amiram over there, if Yesh Zika or Ein Zika. If you hold Yesh Zika, that means to say that the actual Matziv of Zika is like an Ishus, and that itself answers him for marrying her Kroivim. According to the Mandamer Ein Zika, so the actual Zika, we do not consider it Ishus legabe this din to asur him for marrying her kravim, but still the Gemara says the Yavam cannot go and marry a relative of the Zekuka for a different reason, because kamevatal mitzvahs yibmin. He's going to disqualify the Yavama from doing Yibam. In other words, there's no longer a possibility of doing Yibam. If, for example, he marries a sister of the Yavama, he's not going to be able to do Yibam anymore on the Yavama, because she's now a chois ishtai. And the Gemara says, the nafkamina, whether we hold Yesh Zika or Ein Zika, is what happens if the Yavama dies before Yibam or Chalitza is done. Can he go and marry one of the relatives of the Yavama? So if you hold Ein Zika, the whole problem was Mivatal Mitzvahs Yibmin. So here, obviously, that's not Negea. Here that the Yavama is dead already, there's no issue of being Mivatal Mitzvahs Yibmin, he's mutter to marry one of the relatives. However, if you hold Yesh Dika, the Gemara says even La'achar Misa will still be also to her relatives. The Gemara in Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph actually has a half minute to say maybe if you hold Yesh Dika that's only Mechayim, Avol La'achar Misa Poka Lo Zika, maybe the Zika is Poka, the Zika falls away. Kamash Mon, the Gemara says Zika Bechti Loi Poka. That's a separate sugya, what exactly it means, but the Gemara is before, even La'achar Misa, we still consider it as if there's a Zika, and therefore he's still Osir to the relatives of the Zikuka. Now, based on that introduction, we have to understand what exactly is Aaron Mishnah Mechadesh, that one is also to the relatives of the Chalutza. According to the man Omer Yesh Zika, he was already also to the relatives of the Zikuka, and even if she would die, he would remain also to the relatives. From the moment she became a Zikuka, he's also to her relatives. So why do we need the Chiddush, that which the Rabbanim were Mechadesh, that one is also to the Kroivim of the Chalutza? He's already also to them beforehand from the moment there's a Zika. What is Nischadish in this din of Kroivei Chalutzasai? And secondly, the Mishnah later on says, V'ho'achim mutarim, that the brothers, the ones who did not do Chalitza, they're mutar to the relatives of the Chalutza. And here again, the Shaila is, why should they be mutar to those relatives? They were also to the relatives from the moment there was a Zika. And why should things change now that Chalitza was done? What happened to this Isser of Kroivei Zukukasai? Now, the Sefer from Abshul Rizovsky and others as well, they say, Elachar, this shayla is totally in the machlokes rishonim, whether according to the man of Yesh Zika, is that midairaisa or midarabanan. This is the machlokes rishonim daf chav zayin amid beis. Tosfos over there quotes b'shem Rabbeinu Chananel, other rishonim as well quote Rabbeinu Chananel. He says that if you hold Yesh Zika, that's midairaisa. The din that one is also to the craving of the zikukasai, that's also a din dairaisa. And even though the lashon of the gemara over there in daf chav zayin is that Zika midarabanan, they explain that that gemara, when it says Zika midarabanan, really means, according to the man Omar, ain't Zika, so there's no issue of Zika midaraisa, there's only issue of midarabanan, which is mevatal mitzvahs yibmin. That's really what the Gemara over there is referring to. That's what's answering him for marrying her relatives. But if you hold Yesh Zika, that's midaraisa. Other Rishonim, the Rashba, and others as well over there, they argue on Rabbeinu Chananel, and they hold that even if you hold Yesh Zika, that's not an Isser Daraisa, it's only Isser Darabanan. Now, if you hold that according to the man Omar, Yesh Zika, it's only Isser Darabanan, then we could explain that the Rabbanon created this Isser, that one is also to the relatives of the Zikuka, maybe only until the moment that he did Yibam or Chalitza. Only as long as she's in this situation of Zika, there the Rabbanon created this new Isser. That's only until the point that he did either Yibam or Chalitza. If he chose to do Yibam, so then surely he becomes also to her relatives Midaraisa. Now she's his wife. And if he chose to do Chalitza, there the Rabbanon created a different din called Koivei Chalutzasai. That's a new geder, and that din is only on the one who did chalitza, not on the other brothers. So the other brothers, once one brother chooses to do chalitza, they now become mutter in the kroivim, because that which she was a zikuka, that issa remains only until chalitza. Once chalitza is done, only the brother who did chalitza, he's usher to the relatives, the other brothers are not usher to the relatives. There may be another possible nafkamina, another din that changes, now that we're assuring the brother midin achos chalutzasai as opposed to achos zikukasai. Gemara on Amud Beis says l'maskana that the Rabbanan were geizer shniyos also of kreve chalutzasai. There's a whole shakel of Tanya about this, but that's the maskana say Gemara. Now what about kreve zikukasai? Did the Rabbanan also aser shniyos there as well? So there's a discussion in Achrayim about this. The Yamshar Shlomo discusses this. His maskana l'maisa is that the Rabbanan did aser shniyos by kreve zikukasai as well, but other Achrayim have a tzad to say not like this. And this could be another nafkamina that for Kravei Zikukasai, maybe there the Rabbanan did not aser Shniyos. Once he does Chalitza, now there's a new Isser Darabanan of Kravei Chalutzasai, and for that, Shniyos are aser as well. But Al-Kapanam, this whole discussion is if you hold that Yesh Zika is Midarabanan. There we could be Mechadish that there are two different dinim, that Rabbanan gave one din of Kravei Zikukasai and a separate din of Kravei Chalutzasai. However, the Achrenim are bothered by if you hold like the Shita of Rabbeinu Chananel, that Yesh Zika means Midairaisa. In other words, Zika is like a certain type of Ishus, which creates an Isser to marry the relatives, and that Isser remains even after she dies. L'chara, that Isser should remain also even after he does Chalitza. So why do we have to be Mechadish a new Din Drabanon of Kravei Chalutzasai? And Achrayin quote the Lashon of Rashi on Daf Chav Gimel Amud Beis, Dir Matzchel Ein Maitzian. Rashi says a Lashon that when one does Yibam, that's Mafkia the Zika Lemafreya. Retroactively, that uproots the Zika. The case that it's talking about over there is, someone was Mekadosh, one of two sisters, he does not know which one of them he was Mekadosh. Then afterwards he dies without children, and he leaves over two brothers. The Mishnah says over there that one of the brothers could do chalitza to one of the sisters, and then the second brother is mutter to the second sister, memonavshach. If the first sister, the one who had chalitza, that was really the one that was mekudeshes to the brother who died, so she had chalitza already, and once she had chalitza, so the brother is mutter to the other sister. Like we saw in our Mishnah, only the chalitz is usher to the relatives of the chalitza, the other brothers are mutter to the relatives of the chalitza. And if really the truth is that the second sister is the one that was mekudeshes to the brother, then surely he's mutter to her, he could do yibam to her. Then the Mishnah continues, and the Mishnah says, what happens if both brothers were kuntzu, meaning each brother married one of the sisters? What is the din over there? The Mishnah says, ein mitzien miyadon. We do not force them to separate. Rashi explains over there that even though the first brother who was kindest one of the sisters, he perhaps was over an iser, because if really the other sister was the zekuka, so he married achoy zekuka say. However, afterwards, when the second brother is kindest, assuming that he was kindest to the real Yavama, so Rashi says, at that moment, poka zika me'idach limafreya. We look at it as if the first brother never had a zika to this woman. Once one brother does yibum, the zika is poka limafreya from the other brothers, and therefore the first brother can stay married with his wife. We don't consider her achoy zigu kosay. We look at it as if there was never a zika from the first brother to the Yavama. L'maisa, there is a discussion in the Achrayim how exactly to understand Rashi. How does this work, L'mafreya? One can take a look at the Rishash over there on the Rashi in Daf Chav Gimel. Rav Naftali Trop in the Sefer and Simon Yud Gimel discusses that Rashi as well. But Al-Kaponim, that's Kipshute where Rashi says, once one brother does Yibum, that's Mafkia L'zika L'mafreya from the other brothers. And based on this, the Achrayim say the same is true. When one brother does Chalitza, we look at it as if the other brothers never had a Zika to this woman. Now that would explain in our Mishnah as well, how could the Mishnah say that the other brothers are mutter to the kreivim of the chalutza? And we ask, what happened to the din of kreivim kukosai? Specifically, according to the Rishayim that hold that it's dairaisa, so why should this isser of kreivim kukosai come off after one brother does chalutza? How could it be that the other brothers are mutter to the kreivim? And based on this Rashi says that once one brother does yibam or chalutza, then the mafreya, we look at it as if there never was a zika to the other brothers. So there's no longer any issue of kreivis kukosai. And kreivi chalutzasai, that it's not. Only the brother who did chalitza, for him he's asur to her relatives because of kreivi chalutzasai. But the other brothers who did not did chalitza, so they're mutter to the relatives of the chalutza. However, the question still remains, as far as the brother who did chalitza, kipshuta, as far as he's concerned, we're not going to say that he's oiker the zika la mafreya. All along she was a zikuka, until the point that he does chalitza, so he passes her l'shuk, but l'cher, he wasn't oiker the zika l'mafreya, so he should be usher to the kreivim because of kreivim zikukasai. Why do we have to be mechadish a new din of kreivim chalutzasai? And Shmuel Rozovsky is mechadish a step further, that even the chalitz, at the moment that he does chalitza, he's really also oiker the zika l'mafreya. Once he does the maisa chalitza, we look at it as if she was never zokuk to him in the first place. This is a big chiddush, it needs more of a hesber, but that's the yisoy that he says, and with that he explains that once he does chalitza, really there should no longer be an issue of kreve zikukosai. And even though we saw the Gemara says that if she would die without yibim or chalitza, there the din would be that he remains asur to her kreivim, but if he does chalitza and he's oikur the zika lamafreya, then there should be no longer an issue of kreve zikukosai. And that's why the Mishnah has to be mechadish, a different din, a din d'rabbanon, that after chalitza, he's now usher to our relatives for a new reason, because of kreve chalutzasai. That's one possible mahalach. Now, Bachonon, in Kaivet Sa'aris, Simon Yud Beis, Ois Beis, he gives a different mahalach to answer this same kasha. And he says, the din that one is usher to the kreve zikuka is chalik b'yisayda, it's fundamentally different from that which one is usher to the kreivim of his wife. He says, when one is mekadosh, a woman, the actual kedushin, the fact that he was married to her, at that moment, that ushers him from her relatives forever. The ishus of that first moment of marriage, that itself is a siba, that he should always remain usher to her relatives. Therefore, even after they get divorced, or after she dies, he'll remain usher to her relatives, because of that first moment of marriage, that itself is a reason why he should always be usher to her relatives. However, Rabbi Chanan says, the din of kreivi zikukasai is different. Zika is not like an ishus to the point that if he has a zika to her for one moment, he'll remain usher to her relatives forever. It's only as long as there is a zika right now. That's a sibah to be also to her relatives. Rabbi Chanan calls this an isra which is mischadish b'kol rega. An isra which continuously renews itself. Meaning, in order to say that he's also to her relatives, we have to see, is he right now zokuk to her? If he is, that's a reason to be also to the relatives. The fact that he once was zokuk to her, that's not a reason to be also forever. And this is his raya from the fact that the Mishnah was mechadish ad-din of Kroyvei Chalutzosai. And Rav Chanan says, according to Man Omer Yeh Zika, what do you need the Isser of Kroyvei Chalutzosai? Either way, he's also to her because of the Zika. Rav Chanan says, just like Gerishin is not matter him to the relatives of his wife, why should Chalitza be different? If Zika is like Ishus, and by Ishus one is also to the relatives even after Gerishin, then by Zika as well, one should be also to the relatives even after Chalitza. And from here, Rabbi Chanan proves that Zika is different than Ishus. Zika is not a reason to be also to her relatives forever. It's only as long as she's a Zikuka. And therefore, once he does Chalitza and there no longer is a Zika, so even if you don't say, like we said before, that the Chalitza is Mafkia the Zika the Mafreya, but from now on there is no Zika, so he should no longer be also to her. That's why we have to be Mechadish the new din of Kroyvei Chalutzosai. Misa, however, the Gemara says, that even after Misa he's also to her relatives, then Rav Chanan explains, like the Gemara says, that Zika loy poka bechdi, and we consider it as if there's a Zika even after she died already. That needs a Hesber, its own explanation, what that means exactly. How does it make sense to say that there's a Zika if she's dead already? But Al Kapanam, that's what the Gemara says, Zika loy poka bechdi, we look at it as if there's still a Zika. But Chalitza takes off the Zika, and therefore there no longer would be an Isra of Kravei Kukasai, we have to have this new Isra of Kravei Chalutzasai. Now we'll move on to the Gemara on Amud Beis. Iboy lehu gazu shniyos bechalutza oiloi. The Gemara has a shayla, if this din, Kroyvei Chalutzosai, which is a din d'Rabbanon, did the Rabbanon also asur shniyos, or only arayis, which are b'derech klal midaraisa? The Gemara wanted to bring a raya from the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, hu asur be'ima ube'im ima, and the Mishnah does not say, aim ima, which is a shniyah. The Gemara wanted to prove from there that there were not gazer shniyos by the din of Kroyvei Chalutzosai. And that the Gemara answered, maybe you didn't say aim ima, because in the seif of the Mishnah says, ha'achin mutarin, you would think that that's only going on aim ima, only on the shniyos, and not on the suri erva, you would think that on the brothers, they're still osir to the arayis, which are usually dairaisa. That's why the Mishnah did not say aim ima, to tell you that the brothers are mutar, even to the arayis dairaisa. Now Rashi over here explains, what is the havminah to say that the brothers will be mutter to the shniyos, but not to the arayis? So Rashi in Divrei Maskil Hava Amino, he says that we would have thought that the shniyos, the rabbanon, were not goyzer bezika, but the arayis, the arayisa, that they were goyzer by his kuka. And Rashi continues, v'afilu la'achar chalitza, even though now chalitza has been done, neima de'iu shlichusayu avad, you would say that the brother who did chalitza, he did it b'shlichus all of the brothers, and therefore they would remain usher to the kravim, meaning the arayis deraisa of the chalutza. Now this Rashi seems to be difficult to understand for a few reasons. Firstly, the lashon of Rashi is that the brothers would be usher to her because of the zika. Rashi says, gozru arayis bezika, they were not gozer shnias bezika, but they were gozer arayis bezika. It sounds like the kravim would be usher to the brothers because of the zika. On the other hand, Rashi continues and he says that even though chalitza was done already, still they would be usher because the brother who did chalitza is doing it b'shlichus the other brothers. That would sound like the reason why the kravim are usher is because of the din of kravei chalutzosai. If we look at it as if one brother did it b'shlichus all the brothers, so we look at all of them as if they were chalitz, so the kravim are usher because of kravei chalutzosai. So which one is it? Is it because of the din of kravei skukosai or because of the din of kravei chalutzosai? That's one problem. And second of all, if Rashi says that the brother who did chalitza is doing a b'shlichus the other brothers, then at this point in the Gemara, that the Gemara held that kravei chalutzosai, there the Rabbanan asked shniyos as well. So the brother who did chalitza, he would be also even be'aim ima, which is a shniya. And still the Gemara wanted to say that the other brothers, they would be also only in the arayis and not in the shniyos. How could we make such a chilik if we're considering it as if the chalitza was done b'shlichus all the brothers, so then they should also be also in the shniyos? How could we be mechalik between the brother who did chalitza and the other brothers if we're saying that he does it b'shlichus all the brothers? And it would seem that the Pshat in Rashi is like this. Rav Nachum Bar Tzavit says a similar type of yisoid to answer a different kasha, but lagabi ersugyo, when Rashi says that the chalitz is doing it b'shlichus all the brothers, he doesn't mean literally the din of shlichus. There's surely no shlichas mamish going on over here. He's doing chalitza for himself and not for the other brothers. Only one brother has to do chalitza, so wouldn't make sense that he's doing it b'shlichas all the brothers, because there's no din that all the brothers are supposed to be doing chalitza. And therefore, there's surely no din of krevei chalutasai only on the chalitz, not on the other brothers. What Rashi means to say is that we said earlier that l'maisa the din is the other brothers are mutter after chalitza to the krevei chalutasai. Not like the havmin of the Gemara at this point, the Gemara had a tzad to say that the brothers will remain usher to the ikar rayis, only to the shnius will become mutter. But l'maisa the din is not like that. The maskana is that the din is that the other brothers are mutter to the krevei chalutasai. And we explained why is it. What happened to the iser of krevei zkukasai? So we explain that when one brother does chalitza, that's oikar the zikar lemafreya from the other brothers. We look at it as if legabi the other brothers, there never was a zika over here. Therefore, the other brothers are mutter to the kroivim once chalitza is done. Here, the Gemara had a half minute to say that even after chalitza, the arayis, the ikar arayis, should remain usur even to the brothers. Rashi explains, what is this havamina? Havamina is that when one brother does chalitza, it's not the pshat that he's oikar lemafreya the zika from the other brothers. Rather, we look at it as if there was a zika all along to all the brothers, and even though now just one brother is doing chalitza, he's doing it b'shlichus. Shlichus here means not literally as if all the brothers are doing shlichus, but shlichus means he's taking care of the zika, which is on all of the brothers. The zika is on all of them. It was never nekar l'mafreya. Up until the point that chalitza was done, all along there was a zika. And how is the zika removed from all the brothers if only one brother is doing chalitza? And that Rashi says he's doing it b'shlichus, meaning one brother could be the representative to do chalitza, because when we say that all the brothers have a zika, it's not the pshat that they're all mechuyiv to do chalitza. It's not that each and every one has his own chiyuv. Rather, all of them together, it's incumbent upon all of them to make sure that from all of them, one of them does chalitza on yibum. You just need that one of them represents the rest of them, but not that there's a chiyuv on each and every one. And therefore, when Rashi says that one is doing chalitza b'shlichus, this is not the regular shlichus that we look at it as if all of them did chalitza. Here, shlichus means something else, that he's the representative to do it, and that takes off the zika from all of them. Because there never really was a chiv that each and every one should do it. The chiv just was that they should make sure that from all of them, there's one representative to take care of it. So this is the havamina, that chalitza is not nekar l'mafreya, and if chalitza is not nekar l'mafreya, then all of them will remain with an iser of krevei zikukasai. So like we pointed out, Rashi's mashma, the reason why there would be a havamina, that all the brothers would be usher to the kravim which are arayis, not the shniyais, because of din of kravei zikukasai, not because of din kravei chalutasai. And even though Rashi mentions shlichus, that's for Rashi is just to explain the alternative of saying that the zika's nekar l'mafreya is to say that there's shlichus going on here. But again, shlichus doesn't mean mamash shlichus, it's just saying that one brother takes care of the zika for all of them. And therefore, since the zika was not nekar l'mafreya, then the din would be that all of them remain usur because of the din of krevei zikukasai. Now, you should add, according to this havmin of the Gemara, that all the brothers will still have a din of krevei zikukasai, that at this point, krevei zikukasai, the Rabbanan did not usur shniyais, only ikar arayis. And the Gemara would hold at this point that there's a difference between krevei zikukasai and krevei chalutasai. Krevei zikukasai, only the ikar arayis are usur, not the shniyais. The one who actually did chalitza, that brother who mamash did chalitza, on him the Rabbanu were mechadish a new din of krevei chalutzasai, and that din adds an additional iser of shniyos. At this point of the Gemara, both the brother who did chalitza and the rest of the brothers, they all have the iser of krevei zikukasai. Because at this point of the Gemara, the zika was not nekar l'mafreya, not from the other brothers, and not from the brother who did chalitza. So what is the difference between the brother who did chalitza? What was nischadish in the Mishnah? That krevei chalutzasai also is asur, the difference just is legabi the shniyos. Lemaisa aliba de emes, we mentioned before the Yamsha Shleima has a shaila, legabi the din of shniyos for krevei zikukasai, even though at this point in the Gemara Lecher there is a raya that shniyos are not asur by krevei zikukasai. This is all in the Havamina to explain the Mishnah that when it says ha'achin mutarin, it's only going on shniyos, not an arayas, then you'll have to be mechadish that there's a difference between krevei chalutzasai and krevei zikukasai. L'maisa aliba de emes that achim mutarim in everyone, even the arayis, we no longer have to say such a chiddush, and therefore we don't have a raya l'maisa, what's the din, whether shniyos are also by krevei zikukasai, and the Yamsha Shleima l'maisa holds that just like by krevei chalutzasai, they asked shniyos, also by krevei zikukasai, also they asked shniyos. Now one final point, Taisus at the top of the Amud, he's discussing this havamin of the Gemara, that ha'achim mutarim in the Mishnah is only going on shniyos. but the brothers of the Cholitz will be usher to the Arayis, to the Krevei Chalutzosoi. And Tosis asks, how could the Gemara have such a Havmina to explain the Mishnah like that? We know earlier from a Mishnah on Daf Chav Gimel and Beis, not like this. We mentioned this Mishnah earlier. We quoted the Rashi over there who says that by Yibum, he's Oikar the Zikar Lemafreya from other brothers. But Al Kaponim Tosis asks that in that Mishnah it's Mefurish, that the other brothers are mutter to the Krovim of the Chalutza. Even the Arayis, not only the Shniyos. That Mishnah, like we said, that's talking about one was Mekadosh, one of two sisters, he's not sure which one. And then he dies without children, and he has two brothers. The Mishnah says, Echad Chalitz v'Echad Miyabim, one brother can do Chalitza, the second brother is mutter to the second sister. From that Mishnah we see, that even though it's possible that the first sister, the one who had Chalitza done, she was really the wife of the dead brother, and still, when one brother does Chalitza, the second brother can go and marry the second sister, even though the second sister may be the Achois Chalutza, still, since he was not the brother who did Chalitza, he doesn't have an Isser of Krevei Chalutzosei. So that's my first, that even an Erva, even a sister, is mutter to the brother who did not do Chalitza. On that, Tosis answers, and he says, Shani Hasa Mishum De'emar Didei Yisramilei. Meaning over there, when the second brother is Kainis, the second sister, it's possible that she's not really the one who was originally married to the brother, and therefore it's possible that she's not the Achois Chalutza. Rather, she herself is the Yevamo, and now by the second brother being Kainis, he's doing the mitzvah of Yibum. Here Tosis says we would not have to worry about the problem of Achois Chalutza. Now what exactly does Tosis mean? There are those who understand that Tosis means that here, even if there was an Isser of Achois Chalutza on all the brothers, since she's only a Sofik Achois Chalutza, here it would not be Osir. Since the entire din of Achois Chalutzosai, or all Krevei Chalutzosai, is only a din d'Rabbanan, if it's only a Sofik, then it would be Mutter B'Mokim Sofik. The L'maisa, Aliba De'emes, the truth is this really is a Shiloh. The Ramah in Simon Kuf Samach Beis Sif Gimel discusses about an Isha who had Chalitza Misofik, do her relatives become Osir to the Cholitz? And the Ramah L'maisa paskins that they do become Osir, and even though the din of Krevei Chalutzosai is an Isser d'Rabbanan, here we do not apply the regular rule of Safik Darabanan Lakula. Now the question is this a stira to Taisvis? Taisvis Lachara says, by Safik Chalutza, there the Krevim do not become Osir. Now even though Taisvis was actually going in the Havmin of the Gemara, that all the brothers are Osir to the Krevi Chalutza, and the Maisa we hold not like that, only the Chalitz himself is Osir to the Krevi Chalutza, but Lachara at this point should not make a difference if in the Havmin of the Gemara, that all the brothers are Osir to Krevi Chalutza, still the din is that if she's only a Safik Chalutza, they don't become Osir in the Krevim, then the same thing should be Aliba de Emes, where only the Chalitz is Osir to the Krevi Chalutza, but again, if it's only a Safik Chalutza, there the Chalitz should not become Osir to the Krevim. Now the problem, however, with saying this, Bedas Tosfos, is that really the Mishnah Mineu Bey over there is Muchach, that even a Safik Chalutza is Osir. In the Hagoyis Agro, in the Shulchan Aruch over there in Kuf Samach Beis, Sifkot on Gimel, he brings this Raya. And the truth is, Rishonim as well, on Daf Chav Dalid, the Ramban brings this Raya. The Mishnah says, in this same case, when he was Mekadosh, one of two sisters, he doesn't know which one, and then he dies. If there's only one brother, the Mishnah says, then the brother has to do Chalitza to both of the sisters, Misafik. And the Shaila is, why can't he do Chalitza to one, and then afterwards marry the second one? What's the problem? Maybe the first one is really the sister who was married, and after he has Chalitza with her, he's also to her relatives, but it's only a Safik. Maybe the second one is really the one who was married, and now when he marries her, he's doing Yibum. So this is the Shaila of the Krevim of a Safik Chalutza, is he Osir to her or not? And the Mishnah is Mevur that he is Osir to her. So how could Tosfos Bayah say that if the other brothers were also Osir in Krevei Chalutza, still the din would be that B'mokim Safik would be Mutter? L'chor, you see not like that from the Mishnah. Now we can answer this Kasha based on the Ramban on Daf Chav Dalet. He's actually bothered by why over here, by the Safik Chalutza, is the Osir to the Krevim, he brings this same Raya that we brought from the Mishnah, why don't we say the regular Klal of Safik Darabanan Lakula? And the Rabban says that since he went and he did Chalitza, which is something which is Mefursam, it's done in Bezdin, everyone sees that he did Chalitza, so if he marries her sister, then it looks like to everyone that he's marrying Achitz Chalutasa, and people could come to make a mistake and think that the Krevei Chalutza is Mutter. The Mashmois of the Ramban is that really we should have said the Klal of Safik Darabonon Lakula. Only since Chalitza is something which is Mefursim, there the Darabonon Asur, even a Safik Chalutza, in other words, even if the only reason why she had to do this Chalitza was Misafik, if Lamaisa she came to Bezdin and did it, then there also the Darabonon Asur, the Kravim of the Chalutza. This Svar Lachari would only apply to the Chalitz himself. The brothers of the Chalitz, which according to the Havmin of Er Gemara, they're all also asur to the Krevei Chalutza. But for them, this far does not apply. No one saw them go to Bezdin to do Chalitza. They never did any Chalitza at all, and therefore by them, we would be able to apply the Svara of Safik Darabon and Lakula. They would be mutter to the Krevim of the Safik Chalutza. So Taisus here would not be a stira to that which we find, that the din is that one is asur to the Krevim of a Safik Chalutza, because in the Havmin of Er Gemara, that the din Krevei Chalutza is true even as far as the other brothers is concerned, but as far as the other brothers, there we would not say that B'makam Safik also, their asur, rather we would say Safik Darabona and Lakula.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.